This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 131. Today we're talking about how to build relationships to help you thrive.
Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go. Bam.
What, what?
That's not working.
Yo, yo.
Yo's a good one. Bam is a good one. Bam.
Why is yours always the good one?
Well, because I like to judge, pass judgment on you in order to remain in control and as the patriarch of our relationship.
You're such a loser.
Was that too much?
I love it.
Was that too real?
Yeah.
No, not. That's true. It's definitely for listeners, not real. I hate patriarchy. I hope patriarchy dies. It's bad for both sexes, men
kill
and women.
The patriarchy.
100%. 100%.
Kill the patriarchy. I feel like this is getting too political. Let's move on to feeling it out.
Feeling it out. Feeling it out.
What is on your mind and heart, Eric? It sounds
wow.
So natural.
Yeah, well, the way you said
can
it,
I
was
do
so
it?
Natural.
I'm going to. What is on your mind and heart today, Eric? Well, it's like a pre-recording.
What is on my mind and heart? What's on my mind? I'm feeling a bit stressed.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I'm kind of going into the week. I'm like, okay, here's the 10,000 things I want to get done. Got a lot happening. That's kind of leading to some stress, some overwhelm, some anxiousness. You know what? Probably like most people out there, what always worries me is of all these things I got to get done, at the end of the week, I didn't get any of them done because I watched way too much of TV or I spent way too much time looking in the fridge 10,000 times a day to something to satiate my hunger, and I'm going to be left disappointed. And that is what is on my mind and heart right now.
Hmm.
Yeah. What about you? What's on your mind and heart?
Is that your pre-recording?
What's on, what's on your mind and heart?
I am thinking a lot. You know what? We went for a walk earlier and I was like, oh my gosh, the temperature is so nice. It's getting like crispy cool, like, but the sun's still hot and like, it's still like a beautiful season. So I guess what's on my mind is I'm starting to think, okay, fall is here. I want to start planning. Like, what are we going to do? And I think on my heart, it's just like excitement for the new season, like rejuvenating, I guess. I feel kind of like, it's like a new opportunity for me to start something new, this new season.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just like the new fall season, but also like a new season in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's very important to reassess your life every season. You mm-hmm. know, they change every 3 months.
Good one.
Yeah. Yep. Do the math. 3, 12. I can only count by threes in French, so yeah. I'm not even going to try.
I love that idea of kind of changing seasons, kind of shedding whatever worked last season
with the new,
kind of moving into something a bit different.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what are we focusing on today?
We're talking about friends.
We are. We're going to sing through all this episode. Specifically, we're talking about
your relationships.
Right. Your relationships beyond just your marital relationship.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about the people you surround yourself with. We're going to talk about why that's so important. How to really engage with people that inspire you, motivate you, lift you up, and what to do with the people maybe that aren't lifting you up without necessarily just cutting them out of your life. Because mm-hmm. that's not always something you want to do.
No.
Right. And so for us, we understand this concept of like the people you surround yourself with had massive impact to your life. We are always in relationship and therefore our relationships typically dictate the quality of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so if you can be surrounded by other healthy people. And there's an old Jim Rohn quote around, you know, you are the average of the five people closest to you, et cetera. We like to say you typically level up or level down to your environment.
Mm-hmm.
And people are part of that environment, right? So if you think about it, if you go to a certain gym and everybody at the gym who works out there is maybe out of shape or overweight, et cetera, there's not necessarily going to be any push to belong, like to really get in shape, right? Because the standard is set by the masses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of studies scientifically done around this. But if you go to a gym, and this actually happened to me, one of the first gyms I joined, I went to a gym in kind of the downtown core, and holy crap, everyone was super fit.
Wicked sexy.
Super good looking.
That's like the gym I go to now.
I know.
It is like next level. Everybody there has like holes in their butt. Like I'm talking like the muscle holes.
I know. It's wild.
And abs. They have like 8 abs.
I know. So anyways, just to say, well, clearly you understand that we admire very good looking people, but
one day we're going to be like them.
The other idea when we really want, you know, that we're not trying to pass judgment on anybody here, but what we're really trying to help people understand is that you level up to the people around you.
Yeah.
That's what we do as human beings, mm-hmm. right? We are tribe animals. And so, you know, if you are surrounded by a whole bunch of people who have great marriages mm-hmm. and are focused on being awesome parents, you most likely will naturally fall in line with that.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to be very successful and make a lot of money and you're hanging out with people who make very little money, or you have the option to hang out with people who are billionaires, well, you want probably to hang out with the people who are making more money. If you yourself, that's a priority for you to make more money.
Yeah. So, I think that as a woman, I can talk about the girls because I'm a girl, mm-hmm, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think there's this initial thought of, okay, like I'm going to go through all my friends and I'm going to kick all these people out that don't do this and don't do that. Mm. And I don't think that's necessarily what we're trying to get out of this episode. We're not going to, at the end of this episode, be like, kick all your BS friends out of your life. Like, that's not at all what we're trying to say. What we're trying to say is, if you're trying to get somewhere, you know, like I'm going through this now, I've been through it before, where I'm kind of at a standstill in my life and I kind of feel like I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? Like I feel I have this bigger calling for me and I'm not really living that. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything to go towards that, find a passion or go towards that calling. But I do have this feeling of like, what's going on for me right now is not really doing it for me. It's kind of not the way I want to keep going.
Right.
So I have a choice. I can stay in this perfectly well-rounded life that I've created for myself right now. If I stay here, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But if I want to level up, I'm going to have to bring new people in my life who are also leveling up, who are also driving towards change, who are also driving towards bigger and better things.
It's kind of like who can model
exactly
what it is that you want as well.
Exactly. So people that I admire, people that inspire me, people that are going to lift me up to mm-hmm. follow my dreams. Because if I had friends and family who were like, oh, I don't know if you should leave teaching because, you know, XYZ could happen, like, I most likely will say, you know what, never mind. I'm going to stay right in this perfectly good life I have now and never try to level up my life. Mm-hmm. But if I have people who are like, I did it. You got this. You've got to do this. Like, it's going to be amazing. Like, I'm behind you no matter what happens. Like, then I'm probably going to feel a lot safer and a lot more motivated to move towards those dreams. So it's very important that when you're, you know, thinking about the people that you surround yourself with currently. So if you sit down right now and make an inventory of the people in your life and what they bring to your life and maybe what they're trying to not take from your life, but how they're keeping you where you are now, you might discover that you may need new people in your life, or maybe I can spend more time talking to this person and less time talking to that one. So having that knowledge of who is in my life right now, currently, that I could, you know, use to have these conversations with to drive myself to a different place. Or, you know, like I have a ton of friends who just, they all went for job interviews. They all changed jobs lately. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so brave. Like, maybe opening up those conversations with them and being like, what was the push? What mm-hmm. was the push for you to go through that change? What was the push for you to do that? And what did that interview look like? And how did you get past that fear and all of those things? You know, having those conversations.
Yeah, and just opening the door to those conversations then introduces new possibility, new potential.
Exactly.
And I really love that you said, in terms of like, it's not about cutting people out or kind of mm-hmm. going through your phone book and deleting all your friends. what I really want to kind of put a red flag around, or maybe a boundary around, is this idea that people are just tools to get you where you want to go, right? That is not what we're saying here. No. And please do not take this podcast as like, oh, awesome, I'm only going to be surrounded by people who help me and get me where I want to go.
I'm going to become friends with only billionaires, and all the poor people in my life are just going to go and be poor by themselves.
That's right. Like Kate and I, we enforce and love and champion relational living, right? Even when we go to the sense of like, when we're visiting our kids' teachers, when we're like, we don't see them as just like, you are just a teacher who helps my kid. Like, no, you're a human being. You have kids, we have kids, you're a person, you have hobbies. Like, you are a complex human being that goes beyond just this purpose that serves me. And so that's kind of a red flag I want to put around this is, please don't take this episode to go through your list and be like, oh, this person can get me where I want to go and this person can't. What you want to think about is, and I love the analogy of like the fish in the pond, right? And so when I played sports, when I took on challenges, I often say, I want to be the little fish in the big pond. That's what I want. I want to be surrounded by a lot of big fishes. Now, that takes a lot of courage, right? And that taps into my insecurities. And I've kind of done a lot of that work to be like, hey, I'm the little guy here. And I'm okay with that, right? I'm in groups where wealth-wise, parenting, well, people are way ahead of me, right? And I think that's great. And I'm happy to be the little fish there. And I own that. But what I realize is that I have to go into those places and be humble. And that doesn't mean that I'm better than them or less better than them, or that the people who are not in that group, that I'm better, anything like that. It just means that I want to be surrounded by people who inspire me to take action, who model what I want to create as well.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean that you necessarily need to seek out new people. And I think that's what I was trying to say. You don't necessarily need to seek out new people. Maybe you need to seek out different conversations. Maybe you need to ask different questions to the people who are in your life. So, you know, what is it that you have in the relationships you currently have that is lifting you up, inspiring you? You know, are there people that you've been avoiding talking to because maybe you're intimidated by them? I know for me, there's a lot of people I'd love to get to know better or hang out with or get to, you know, become, start a relationship with them. But I'm nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what if they don't think I'm cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, making friends as a kid seemed a lot easier.
You know, and it's so funny you mention that, because to me, like, there was a time in my life, and I had a lot of success with this, where I would literally go to people and say, like, I want to be around you. Like, is that okay? Is it okay that you mentor me and we can talk and you can kind of help me and you know, really grow my life and serve people in the world? And what I realized is most people said yes, right? Because maybe as a mentee, I was really good and they like that or whatever, for whatever reason. But I get what you're saying. Sometimes it can be scary. And I remember sometimes I would reach out to people and I was like, this person's never going to respond to me. You know, like either podcast guests I've had on, people I had communication with, people I'm friends with now. And I'm like, this person's like a big deal. Like they're never even going to give me the time of day. And they responded. And now we have a friendship. It's like, this is awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I had this idea of you that was not human.
Right.
And now what I'm realizing as I go through all this, everyone's just a human being doing their own thing. And in the end, we're all insecure. We all want to connect. We all want to better our lives. And so not only is it important for you to surround yourself with people, but think also about the energy that you bring to these relationships.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I love that. And I think that it's very important for you to look at the friendships you do have now and the relationships you do have now, not necessarily just friendships. It could be family relationships, work relationships, whatever it is. But, you know, where are you putting most of your energy? And is that energy, I want to get away from the idea of saying, like, is it bringing you something? So I don't really know how to say that.
Maybe is it serving the life you want to create?
Exactly. Is it serving the life you want to create? Is it taking time away from you working towards those dreams or those aspirations or those, you know, those ideas that you have going on in your life? Are these people trying to pull you down and to be like, no, don't dream. No, don't do this. Because we do have those people in our lives. And so it's very important to see, like, where is your energy going? And to be very aware that when you say yes to something, you're always saying no to something else. And when you're saying no to something else, you're saying yes to another thing, right?
Yeah.
So by saying yes to this person who's not lining you up, who's not encouraging
you. Right, maybe like sitting around the lunch table at work and gossiping about work. If you decide to say yes to that, well, then you're saying no to 30 or 40 minutes where you could walk in nature, work on this passion project, have a phone call with somebody you love, et cetera, exactly. Right?
So, and when you don't have these healthy relationships, that's where you find yourself in this like standstill in your life. So if you're sitting there thinking, you know, like, I'm not happy. Every day I wake up and I'm unhappy. I go to work. I hate my job. I can't find happiness in my life. I can't find happiness in any of my relationships. A big part of that might be the people you're surrounding yourself with. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not pushing you to aspire to different things. Maybe they're not pushing you to follow your dreams. Maybe you're not even having conversations with anyone. And that's what I was there once where I wasn't dreaming with anyone in my life. I wasn't talking about the things I could possibly do. I was very reserved about those things. These were things I would think of, very personal thoughts that were just mine. And I was, oh, one day maybe, but I would never talk to them about anything.
Yeah.
And then when I did finally start opening up about my dreams and my aspirations and my ideas, I started seeing a different side of some of the people that I surrounded myself with. And then I started giving more time to those people, which kind of just naturally happened that the people that were pulling me down and telling me, you can't do it, don't do it, this is wrong, this is bad, I just had less time for, and those relationships kind of faded off, or I still have them, but I give a lot less energy to those relationships. And instead, I focus a lot more energy to the relationships where the people are inspiring me, are pushing me to be stronger and better and do things differently in my life.
Yeah, I absolutely love that idea. And I really think, you know, if you're reflecting, listener, on your life, you don't want to go to, like Kate said, the immediate idea of like cutting people out of your life. And I think this is what people think. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, oh, where's my energy? I can cut all those people out of my life. And what we often advocate for is move towards or create the relationships that really are inspiring you and help you create the life you want for yourself and the people you love, mm-hmm. right? So instead of saying just like, you know, oh, I'm going to cut all these people out, be like, well, who do I want to spend time with? And how can I meet these people, mm-hmm. right? Maybe I need to go to a different gym, or maybe I need to, you know, go on a forum to connect people in the city or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so once you make a commitment to meeting these people, trust me, they will show up, mm-hmm. right? This idea like there's nobody around and nobody's there. Like, no, that's not true. There's literally 7 billion people in the world. And now with the internet, we can literally connect to anybody, mm-hmm. right? I have a global community of men who talk to each other who all live in different countries. Mm-hmm. And we support each other and we're open. And some of these guys have probably never been vulnerable with anyone else like this in their lives. Mm-hmm. And this is happening online. Sometimes we're meeting in person, et cetera. But understand that these people are out there, but it's up to you to reach out. Everyone is a stranger before they're a friend, mm-hmm. right? This is what we kind of don't realize, is we have to cultivate these relationships, and it takes effort. And I get the insecurities. You know, you were talking earlier, Kate, about kind of like, oh, isolating myself and kind of keeping everything in. I really want everybody to understand that there was a time in Kate and I's life where we were each other's only people.
Yeah.
Right? We had cut everybody out of our lives and had put in so much pressure on our marriage to be our everything. And so what would happen is we created such a codependent model in our relationship where it's like, whenever Kate's like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with this friend, I would feel threatened because I was like, oh, what? Like, no, it's us. Like, it's us against the world here. It needs to be with us. Mm-hmm. And so what was happening is we were isolating ourselves from the world, and that was very detrimental to our relationship mm-hmm. and the health of our ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you are isolating yourself, if you're not, you know, connecting with other men or women or individuals, and you're only putting this pressure on your partner to be your everything, understand that that's not sustainable for a relationship, mm-hmm. right? And so what you want to do is you want to expand the circle, you want to put yourself out there, and you want to start thinking about cultivating relationships. That's what legacy is about, right? Because when you're gone and you know, you've had your last breath, well, anything that's left is the memories that are left in your relationships. And start thinking about that now. How do you want to be remembered? Who do you want to connect with? What do you want to serve in the world? And I know that's kind of really big thinking, but that's the idea here of being on this rock in the time that we're in. And so think about your circle, think about the people you want to spend time with, think about people that inspire you, and be bold and ask to spend time with them, invite them out to things. and get uncomfortable. So over time, you can start growing into the person you want to be so you can serve the world at the highest level. All right, everyone, that wraps us up for this week's podcast. If you did find value in the podcast, please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or give us a follow and a rating over on Spotify. We always love to hear from you, our listeners. So any sort of feedback on those reviews would be really, really helpful. If you are a man who feels more like a roommate than a lover with his partner and is really looking to revive his marriage by leading through healthy masculinity, you can join our free Facebook group, the Evolve Men's Collective. The link will be in the show notes. Or if you want to work with me directly in our mastermind, where I help high-level men really lead in their relationships through differentiation, through different high-level tactics, with my coaching directly every single week, you can apply to join us in the Evolve Men's Collective Mastermind. The application is also in the show notes. After you apply, you'll get a little space to book some time with me. We can have a quick conversation about what's going on for you and how I can help, and see if the mastermind is a good fit for you. Otherwise, we look forward to connecting again next week. Cheers.